Hello, I'm Brad Grahowski, the Indie Bookman, and you're listening to the Indie Bookman Show, the sound of independent publishing. This week, a special edition. We wanted to try something a little different. As you know, we interview a lot of people for the show, from self-published authors to international heroes of indie publishing. We run a pretty tight editing ship, and an interview that may appear on the show to be under 5 minutes is usually the result of a much longer conversation. A lot gets left on the cutting room floor, as they say. But a lot of what gets cut out is good, interesting, and really informative stuff. So we want, from time to time, to bring you extended versions of these interviews so that you get the benefit of the entire conversation. We start this week with my call to Pablo Desterre, who we featured in our most recent show, Give It Away. Pablo is an author and publisher and really a philosopher of book marketing. I think you'll hear what I mean. He has some really great deep thoughts about book marketing, and we couldn't fit them all into last week's show, but I think you're going to like hearing the rest of what he had to say. So here we are with my extended, unedited interview with Pablo Desterre. So, okay, why don't we start and have you slate your name and, you know, however you want to describe, you know, your publishing company or your project or however you want to present that.
Okay. I'm Pablo Desterre, a novelist, and I founded and run Brown Paper Publishing and its upcoming offshoot Brown Paper Side B. I'm also a contributing essayist on literary philosophy for the Montage Cultural Paradigm, the literary supplement to the Sunday Observer, Sri Lanka's largest circulated English newspaper.
Okay, in Sri Lanka, huh?
Yes, in Sri Lanka. I'm big in Sri Lanka.
So you're taking an unusual approach to getting the word out about your publishing company's books. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're doing that and what you're doing and sort of how that works?
Sure. For my own books, it's a matter of giving copies away in a targeted, trackable way. This extends to Brown Paper Publishing, but there it's more about allowing the authors I publish to have the option to get free copies to interested readers. There are various methods I've used, but it's the philosophy, the particular goal that is at the heart. I am not for scattershot giveaways. The idea is to use free copies in a way that allows me to track whether the book is actually being read, and as much as possible, how it is being reacted to. You know, get percentages. For every 10 people who request it, 3 get back with feedback immediately, 3 more takes on average 2 months, and the other 4, I assume 1 reads it and I never get a response, as I've had evidence to support that, and the other 3 are just a total loss. Things like that. I won't bore you with all the algorithms.
So how do you track that, though?
Well, the thing I do with my own books is I've set it up that the requests have to come directly through, and I do ask for some sort of communication or feedback. I'm very clear that I want it to be positive, negative, ambivalent. Just something, even if somebody only gets 20 pages in, that they tell me they only got 20 pages in and they couldn't stand it, or whatever, that the deal of getting the book for free is targeted in that sense to people willing to participate in that sort of exchange, take the book, as opposed to, say, just setting up a table somewhere and leaving free books out, and I don't even know who picked them up. It's very, very, very important to target things in that way. Honestly, this isn't so much a money-based approach. The currency is the direct communication and the sense of traction that these responses give. It's really important to add, not to offhand put more value on a positive reaction than a negative. It's really the feel of the reaction, the intricacy of it, the eagerness of the reader to elaborate. 1 star is as good as 5. Favorite good as the book is as good as least favorite book. Honestly, a review that goes on for 2 pages of detailed thought is better than a 5-star best book ever review that only says that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, going into the indie world, like if you're going to do that, either actively in the scene or just being on the sidelines, I really think there needs to be a seasoned understanding that's only going to come to an individual in little drips here and there. But one's theory should be based on personal evidence, because things are so different case by case. So my idea is, one, to get and engage with a readership personally whenever possible, but to do so about the writing, not about my career or about my potential sales or just about the content and the art. Two, to get my name around, but always in context with the work, about what my work is, not ancillary stuff, to have my work read as art first and to communicate artist to audience. And then three, very importantly, to really get a feel for the world or the scene, and to honestly assess how I feel about it, because there's a lot that goes on in the indie world. It's vast, nuanced, and the idea I think a writer going in should have, doing giveaways especially, is to find some place you want to be. And if you don't find some place you want to be, then to build a place where you want to be.
So to summarize it in maybe crass, you know, marketing language, you're sort of using it as marketing research then, is that fair to say? Because you're putting it
sure,
out there.
Sure. I guess to put it in a marketing way, it's to establish name and then to, one, yeah, sure, research how people respond to the work, research just generally how the world works, how to distribute books around. So yeah, it's more of a response and getting known sort of thing. Getting a few bucks here or there is a little bit less important. This would be a branding method more than a sales method.
Now, I sort of going into this, I kind of expected you to say, yeah, my plan is if I give away 100 books, those 100 people will, you know, if 30 of those 100 people read my book and they like it and they'll tell their friends about it, and then their friends come back and buy the book, and so that's my sort of return on investment there. And I think that's the argument I hear a lot when it comes to the giveaway strategy. But you're sort of looking at something different here, aren't you?
I am looking at something different than that. The thing about using something free to get a profit from it, that just never works. That doesn't happen. No matter what people might say. Obvious bit of advice number one is you are not going to make money by giving something away for free. It's just not going to happen. And you have to let the audience know that you know that. Mm-hmm. You have to ask them for something else specifically. In my case, it's reaction, it's dialogue, it's building a rapport so that the name is known. And when people respond to you, you need to respond, you need to show enthusiasm. It's just like getting cold hard cash from them. It's like treasure. especially in the early days. It's about sowing seeds and then watching and seeing what happens. You just have to accept what happens and build from it. I definitely 100% would never advocate using even targeted giveaways in hopes that this person's going to like it and they're going to tell that person it's going to buy it, because I will flatly tell you that has never happened to me.
And that was one of my questions I was planning on asking, because if that's your strategy, that only works if your book is astounding, right? And that only works if your book is so good that people are going to have to turn to the person next to them and say, look at this, you have to read this. And how rare that is, that really sort of concerns me as part of that give it away to sell more strategy. You know, and it's great to have confidence in your book, of course. But you're...
Well, one of the things too, that every time I've talked about people, and just generally with this, is to emphasize that you do this small and targeted, and you build from it. Never giving away a lot of copies in one shot, I will tell you statistically based on what I've worked with, will always get you less of a response. Take Goodreads, for example. They are brilliant about setting up a giveaway process. Mm-hmm. If you say, I'm giving away 100 copies of a book this month, and you get, whatever, 1,000 people that want it, and 100 people get that, you will probably only hear back from 15 of them. But if you give away 20 copies in a month, you will still probably hear back from 15 of them. And then if you give away 20 the next month, you'll hear back from 15 of those too.
Yeah, especially if you set it up the right way and you sort of create the expectation, as you seem to be doing. you know, here's a free book. You're not paying me money, but there is an exchange here. You know,
absolutely, and that's essential. That's why I say you have to let the audience know that this is not I'm putting a flyer down and hoping you come to the restaurant. This mm-hmm. is not I'm giving you a sample track and hoping you buy the album, because nobody's going to do that. This is I'm doing something else. I really want to talk to you. Some people will go on a great length. I've had wonderful dialogue. Some people will just send a little response. But the numbers, if you do that and put that forward as the giveaway strategy, other things sort of happen that are more difficult to quantify. Like me, for example, people have really come out of the woodwork they liked my book, so they get me an interview at The Cult. Mm-hmm. And that, in turn, gets me a huge amount of interest. I now am the essayist in Sri Lanka because of a sort of roundabout thing where this same method happened, because my books get around internationally. Mm-hmm. I've been, like, my books have been requested to be read at universities here and there, all of which, if I was just trying to sell the book, none of that would have happened. In fact, I will say that I've probably given away in a year 200 to 300 copies of all of my books combined. I have a lot more success, I think, if I focus on one title at a time, but I write too much for that. If I'd sold all of those copies, that wouldn't be worth very much to me.
Yeah.
And the people, if they buy the book, they're not going to respond to you in the same way. I've never heard of that happening. And in fact, if I bought a book, never having any contact with the author, when's the last time you've really written to the author or gone out of your way to do something for the author? As you say, you don't even turn to the person next to you and say, you have to read this book. And if you do, you probably just lend them your copy.
Well, and I think what's interesting, and what you're really talking about here, is something that I think every author really needs to be interested in. And that is your relationship with your reader. And what is that relationship? Is it a financial relationship? Is it, just that they're appreciating your art? But you sort of struck upon a method of creating a mutual relationship where you're each giving up something of value, right? And what a valuable, amazing thing that is for the author. It's fine, you know, you can give me $12 for my book, whatever. I go to lunch and that $12 is gone. If not that I'll even see all 12 of those dollars. But
yeah, you will not see all 12 of those dollars, sure. Right. But I say, even if you did, it's
right. But what you're talking about is a relationship that, if you're building your career as a writer and you're building a base of people who appreciate your work, is much, much, much more valuable, I suspect, than the $12 they might put down.
That is what I've always said. In fact, very pointedly, I've had discussion with some authors that I've published this brown paper. In addition to giving free things away, we also set our sales point as low mm-hmm. as possible. I basically set it to at cost, except to cover enough to pay my author their royalties. Mm-hmm. And some people were not for that because they said they didn't want their book priced at, say, $5 because it's worth more than that. And I don't argue with that, and I understand where they're coming from, but to me, it's worth more than $12. It's worth more than $25. It's worth much larger than a financial investment. And getting the book to people, it's why I make the free electronic PDFs available, more than just a synopsis or some blurbs. It's, you know, you can have this for free and read it. If we don't get your money, but you read the book, mm-hmm. we got something much more valuable. And some artists feel that way, some artists don't. I, through brown paper publishing, through my thing, I like to encourage book groups to request the book, mm-hmm. and when people request free books, I encourage them to spread them around. But most importantly, something I really want to emphasize, because it's counterintuitive to a lot of writers, to make targeted giveaways work, you have to encourage, not just accept, but encourage the negative reactions you come across. Mm-hmm. They're as valuable, if not more, both artistically and marketing-wise, than praise. Every reaction that can be had to a book will be had. I always say that. And if you engage honestly, not arguing with somebody who doesn't like it to change their mind, just talking to them, with negative reviews, it does wonders. And to not do that, I really think is insulting to the audience, because they are giving you what you want.
Right.
You just might not like it.
Right.
You have to be enthusiastic and pay attention to it, though. But if you see somebody that read your book and they throw up a one star, this is the worst piece of and you ignore that, but then you talk to somebody who gives it 4 or 5 stars and they just say, I loved it, that's a really bad thing to do. That's going in the wrong direction. It's going way in the wrong direction. When if you talk to the person that hated it, they're still going to hate it, but they might like you.
Yeah.
And that's far more valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you're fostering the relationship, which really, I mean, that's invaluable, really, right?
That is the exact thing. I mean, in the way that I've given my personal titles around, I've given away, say, 6 different books, and largely different groups of people, because there is a large random sort of setup to how it works, to who takes it. But there are people that have read all 6 books. Some people who do it because they love my writing, but more interestingly, people that are really very marginal on the fence, and some people that dislike it, but they're very interested in it. They will follow it, and they will follow what I have to say about it. And I feel a little pocket of people that hate your book, but they'll read everyone, is a very, very valuable thing to have, because whether they can articulate it or not, it's something that they want to read. Even if they just want to read it to get off it, they want to read it.
Right. So this is a more of a practical question, but what do you think a publisher, say a publisher, an author, hears what you're saying and they think it sounds great, how would you recommend they go about setting up something like what you're doing? You know, how do the nuts and bolts of what you're doing, how do you let people know that your book is free? How do you get a response? You know, how do you let them know what the expectation of the response is? I guess in simplest terms, without going too deep into it, how do you make people aware that the book is free, and then how do you get them to understand what your expectation is in return, the feedback?
Very good question, and something that you have to continually evolve with each time you do it, and I still continue to evolve with it. I think that I bring a nice perspective to this, because I didn't come into writing and publishing through any university or MFA program. I was just one of those people that decided to jump in. I had no idea this world was even here, so I had to come at it totally blind. And to get to the nuts and bolts, once you've produced your book, I will throw an advertisement in here for CreateSpace, because I do think that they are the best. I don't know if you'll edit that out later. But get copies of your book. You don't need to worry about publishing it, per se. One thing that I want to emphatically say, the general public doesn't care if you self-published your book. They don't care if you micro-pressed your book. They don't care if you're from Random House. The general public does not care. Other writers care about that. Mm-hmm. People get a book in their hands, they're just going to read the book. So once you have a book, how to get it to the audience is complicated, especially if you don't know anybody. If you nowadays, there is Goodreads. Goodreads has a giveaway system that really works brilliantly, where you set it up. You can, let's say, give away as many copies as you want. Their requesters request it after reading the synopses. You just have to pay to ship the book to them. They're very much encouraged. Of course, nobody can 100% be required to respond, but that's a good place to start. Now, what I actually do to tweak it is I will set up a giveaway of one book, but then you can have information on the page that directs them to a WordPress site or a blog spot that I've set up that says if you're really interested in it, you can request it directly from me, but I would like to talk to you about it. I would like direct feedback. That's the most important proposition in it, because you sort of want to email them personally about getting the book, so you've started the rapport. The Goodreads thing in and of itself, you'll get the star reviews and you'll get whatever they write, and then you'll have to try to start talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that works on a limited basis, but if you can direct somebody to a blog that you set up or a WordPress site through any means. And Goodreads is a great springboard to do that. When I've set up things where I give away one copy, that copy will, of course, be given away. But of the 700 people that respond, because it's a very popular feature, a lot of them will go through the blog site, and they'd rather talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just a brass tacks, very basic way to do it. You're not involved in this or that writing community. That's how to go to it. And I really do want to say that when I do my giveaways and I do my research, I really do split the audience. There's other writers and there's the general public. And there is certainly nothing wrong with giving it to other writers, but mm-hmm. that can get a little bit, that world gets a little bit, to perhaps use overly negatively a term, a little bit incestuous.
Mm-hmm.
While the general public, they don't care if they're reading the Da Vinci Code, they don't care if they're reading Dostoevsky, you put a book in front of them, they're just going to tell you what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the giveaway process, that's the most valuable thing you're going to get. You're not going to build a following of other writers. You're going to build a following of readers. And you need to respect that readers who don't write themselves, that does not mean they don't understand literature. And that does not mean they don't have brilliant things to say. And that's really where you want to go for the core. And I sort of am harping on this subject because I think it can't be emphasized enough that it's tempting to say, oh, we'll make friends with other writers, get written about in another writer's blog. Not to sound too harsh, but that dead ends mm-hmm. things a lot. But if you get in with other readers and respect them as the intelligent people that they are, that will, at least in my experience, really blossom. Not that writers haven't helped me out too, but
sure.
the general public is sort of where it is apt to go for giveaways. Don't try to break into the writer world by giving away your book for free. You will be sort of sniffled at.
Sure. Okay. Cool. Well, and then to wrap it up, so where can people find out more about Brown Paper Books and your books specifically?
My books will presently, there are new site is being built for that. Brown Paper Publishing is, you can go to brownpaperpub.wordpress.com, and that will also link to Predicate, which is a series of dialogues I personally do. And the main core of information can be found there, but I'm all over the place. If you live in Sri Lanka, just read your newspaper on Sunday and I will be there.
Okay, great. Great. Okay. Now I have to cut that down to 5 minutes somehow.
Yeah, no. We actually, your side questions during it, actually, I actually think the thing that I wrote would have probably been around 5 minutes, but you got me talking.
I know.
I warned you.
Well, this is the kind of interview, this is my favorite kind, where I come in sort of with some idea of what the answers are going to be, and, you know, I've been around, so I kind of know what the answers are going to be to a lot of the questions that I ask.
Sure.
And I get into the interview, and it turns out to be completely different than what I expected. And, you know, I don't know. That's my favorite kind of interview because, you know, my questions kind of assumed one direction, and you made it very clear at the beginning that it was something completely different. And so we really got to kind of dig into that, and that's really great.
Sure. As an interviewer and a dialoguer myself, one of the things I get out of Predicate very much is, yeah, you can't help but have a preconceived notion of where it's probably going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But when it goes, it's like Glenn Gould, who's my hero as an interviewer, would say, when it goes someplace else, that's one of the most illuminating things. I try to throw you a few controversial things in there too. So hopefully my writer friends won't come and, like, you know, beat me over the head. But writers are wins. They're wins. I can take them. I'm a big guy.
Okay.
So yeah,
what's that?
Oh no. So go right ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I kind of got to wrap it up now, unfortunately. But
sure.
This has been a really great conversation. I really enjoyed talking to you. This is great.
Likewise, it was actually a lot more invigorating. Not that I was not expecting it to be invigorating, but it was very fascinating talk.
Yeah,
so.
Good, great. If something comes up in the future that I think would be, you'd be a good person to talk to for it, would you mind if I hit you up again?
No, absolutely. I'd adore that.
Great, cool. All right, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This was really good.
Yeah, it's It's my pleasure. And yeah, I'm going to be got to work for the next few hours, but sometime tonight I'm polishing up this essay, and I will send it off your way. If you like it, I'd love it if you put it up, and if not, no worries. I'll just get another blog.
What does indie publishing sound like to you? To submit questions, leave a comment, or find out how you can contribute to the show, stop by indiebookman.com or send an email to theshow@indiebookman.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Just click the links on our website. Remind all your friends to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so they won't miss an Indie Book Man beat. I'm Brad Grahowski, the Indie Book Man, and this is the sound of independent publishing.
The Indie Bookman Show is hosted by Brad Grahowski. Written and produced by Brad Grahowski and Sean P. Finn. Production assistant Nima Grahowski. Hey, that's me! Recorded and edited by technical director Sean P. Finn. Brought to you by the generous support of 40noise.com. and authorsbookshop.com, reminding you to buy indie, sell indie, be indie.